Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Jeremy. I'm so glad to be with you. I hope your day is off to a good start. And as we start thinking about what our day comprises of, you know, there's a theory or an explanation of our basic human needs. Abraham Maslow years ago created this. It's got five basic levels. And that first level is our physiological need, right? The basics. Are we breathing? Do we have food, water, etc.? Then it moves into safety. Then it moves into belonging. Then it moves into feelings about who we are. And then this, are you actually okay with everything? And so as you go through this hierarchy of needs, you figure out where you're at. You figure out where you're working from deficit and then where you're working from abundance. And of course, this goes right in line with Mark chapter 2 and the message this weekend about the story of the paralyzed man. And we see how Jesus has a completely different idea of what's really needed. Because of course, Jesus knows what we need better than we do. See, this man and his friends came to Jesus because he needed healing. He was paralyzed. So his basic needs were not being met. So his friends brought him to Jesus to find healing and find a better life situation. The man's friends knew that Jesus was his best chance and probably his only chance to have his basic needs met. So when they cut a hole in the roof or dug out that hole, they lowered their friend, and then Jesus saw the real need. Jesus simply said, "Son, your sins are forgiven." This was so much more than just fixing the man's body so he can get his needs met. Jesus addressed the real need, the real problem, and created a hierarchy of needs that our world doesn't want to believe in. Jesus revealed through his words, sin has to be forgiven before the other needs could be met. Fixing sin is the first need to be met so God can heal everything else. The brokenness that sin has brought into humanity needs to be healed, and that only comes from the forgiveness that Jesus can offer. See, for most of my life, I tried to make sure my needs and the needs of the people around me were met. I enjoy cooking. I enjoy making sure people feel comfortable. But Jesus looks at our hearts, and he wants to make sure that we are holy and righteous first. He wants to bring us in his family so we can find out that we need God, not just the comfort of this world. So will we actually let him take care of us? Will we allow him to really forgive our sins? Or will we try to do all of this on our own? So I'm going to ask you to do two things. First, spend some time with Jesus and ask him to show you where you need him today. Like the friends in the story, who do you need to share real healing of Jesus with? Because I guarantee he's put somebody in your life. So think about those two things, dwell on those, and then do what Jesus tells you to do. I hope you all have a great day. Looking forward to hearing the stories of what Jesus is doing in your life.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.